Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Tea is so hot. I'm burning myself on the tea.
Blow
it.
All right. We first of all, I'm going to say what's up to our crew there in Atlanta. Hey, fam.
What up, y'all?
Hey, Tia, what up?
Also, we always love when our pal Chuy Martinez stops by.
You better say the accent, girl.
Very narcos.
Okay. And speaking of Chuy, we get to see Chuy's dance moves because he was out at KCON.
What?
His K-pop dance moves.
Like that.
That's right. So we're going to see that a little bit later.
You ready for some of that right there?
A little later in the show. Okay. And also, Taylor Swift has a master plan to get back at Scooter Braun, and it's a good one. We're going to talk about that. But first, Brat, what you got?
Well, y'all, Miley Cyrus and her romantic gal pal, Caitlyn Carter, a.k.a. Brody's ex, decided to be thoughtful and send a joint, you get it, and send a joint present for his birthday yesterday. Can anybody guess what they sent?
Let me guess.
Sex tape.
Well, y'all, it was a gift box from a marijuana dispensary, honey, complete with a weed bouquet. Uh-oh. And, of course, Jenner was so happy about his gift from Miley and Caitlyn, he publicly thanked him on Instagram.
You lying.
Yes, honey. He said, Miley and Caitlyn, you guys really stepped it up on this one. We got the birthday card attached to the weed bouquet. Look at this.
I am confused.
Obviously, they're all friends.
That just proves that when you're a stoner, nothing really gets you. You're just like, okay.
Okay, cool.
I mean, if you were wondering if they're a couple, meaning Miley and Caitlyn, when you say, we'd like to wish you, it's like we're saying we as a group.
That's super cute.
But is it a dig that Miley put her name first, like Miley and Caitlyn? That's where Brody used to be, the Brody and Caitlyn on the end of the card. So it's like,
she's the man in the relationship.
Are they being petty or are they being thoughtful?
It's so cute as a bouquet.
I might start that company. I never thought about that.
He would let me go in half.
But you know what? They may be a throuple, okay? Remember, Miley is down for the Pamela sexy. That's the
Pamela.
Pansexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
From just looking at the picture,
I'm like, well, moving on, looks like Taylor Swift is about to one-up nemesis Scooter Braun. Now, Scooter Braun is best known for representing Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and many more. And if y'all remember, Scooter purchased the company that owns all six of Taylor Swift's past album masters. And she accused him of manipulative bullying through his associations with former client Kanye West and Kim Kardashian during that whole feud. Taylor Swift stopped by Good Morning America, and during her sit-down with Robin Roberts, Taylor revealed that she plans to re-record her songs from albums 1-5. Check it out.
You're planning on re-recording some of your music. Is that true? Are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's true, and it's something that I'm very excited about doing because my contract says that starting November 2020, so next year, I can record albums 1-5 all over again.
I'm wondering, though, because does she have to change it or kind of sing it in a different genre because he could he could come at her like, no, that's the same song.
Right.
Would she have to do like
more strings, more guitar?
Or is it mastered version?
It's not uncommon for artists to go and re-record things if the label owns stuff. I mean, I know you've probably dealt with this and seen it, like, you know, sometimes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what her contract says, but, you know, maybe it's different producers and they'll just have the music be a little different. Mm. But if she wrote all the lyrics, she writes all of her own material, so she owns all of the words. So she can sing it how she wants. So she'll probably sing it the same, but over maybe a slightly different beat.
I did something bad!
This Stop it. Seriously.
You put Game on the Bad Blood remix?
We've already lost enough watchers, viewers.
Crazy.
I'm like a seal.
No, here's the thing. This is the dumbest idea. This is all just chatter because everybody who already owns Taylor Swift's music, everybody who was at the GMA, who was cheering and screaming for her, already bought her music and own her music.
And they'll do it again.
And they love her so much, they'll buy it again and again. Yes, they will. It doesn't matter. No. She doesn't own it herself, so she's going to do whatever she has to do to make sure she owns all of her material that she's written.
But she's not going to own the old recordings of it.
It don't matter. She's going to own the new ones.
But, Frank, you know how kids are. You can give them the same toy, and then come out with the same toy again, and your child going to want it again.
Yep.
So trust me, they're going to download it.
It looks like there's some serious, juicy drama coming on, possibly a love triangle. I'm talking about Christian Estrada. He was the guy that was just kicked off Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And this is drama that's not even associated with the show.
He beat somebody up, right?
Is that the same guy?
I think so, yeah.
Well, he's off the show now, and this is drama that's off the show. Apparently, his ex-girlfriend, Frida Sofia, she is accusing him of sleeping with her mother.
Yes.
And now everyone's just running with it.
Wow, that's quite the accusation.
Yeah, in this particular case, yeah, claims that Estrada is sleeping with her mother, says that he's a fame seeker who remained close to her mom after their breakup to stay in the spotlight.
Yo.
Now, Christian, he denied the allegations and told reporters, he says, you know, it's not true. Mm. He respects Alejandra Guzman, which is her mother, like his own mother, and insisting there was no romance between them. Hmm. So Frida's mom is Alexandra Guzman, who is a very popular Mexican rock star.
She's a legend,
She is a legend.
Really?
Yes.
And so she's claiming that Christian Estrada is this fame seeker who's just holding on. And so after they broke up, he kept a relationship going on with her mom.
But what if the family still hits you up? Because my ex's family still, they love me.
Of course they
do. The brothers still hit me up. And then, yeah,
Julie,
but she doesn't like it. She doesn't
like
it.
The brothers, but not the mom, though. Like, if I break up with you, my mama better break up with you.
I've actually interviewed Alejandra a couple of times. I can confirm that she's a nice, nice, giving lady. She's great.
Oh, what she gave you?
Yeah.
Why are you blushing?
She's given me invitations, and I've never kind of, like...
Invitations to what?
You should do it for the culture, bro.
Go ahead and cloud chase.
I should do it for Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, it's time to pay tribute to the L-I-Y-A-H. As the 18th anniversary of her passing approaches, R&B singer Aaliyah is the latest icon to have a wax figure unveiled in her honor at Madame Tussauds Las Vegas. Nice. And it's definitely one in a million, y'all.
Yes.
Wow, they nailed it.
Yes, they nailed it.
I've been waxing to her figure for a long time.
Frank, you know what? This is a serious, very important moment.
This is a real wax figure. And let me tell you, they did a damn good job.
They did.
With black women who are a little lighter complected, they tend to make them look just like white women.
Yes.
But she has a nice little tan.
This is the best one I've seen. This is better than Lady Gaga, better than Beyonce.
I feel like they rub cocoa butter on it, too, for authenticity.
Well, y'all, the statue pays tribute to Baby Girl's Try Again music video featuring her famous leather pants and metallic bra. I don't know about y'all, but I think they nailed it. They did an excellent job.
And they even added some extra abs, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
She had crazy abs,
but
too.
But down to the hair length. Look at the detail that they paid attention to. The lipstick color, the makeup. Like, they probably brought in a real makeup
eye
artist.
Color. Like, everything.
We got to keep R. Kelly away from this.
It is.
That, I think, is interesting because I, from what I understand, celebrities have to go get measured for that kind of stuff.
Oh, they do.
They do, and they get all their points so that they can really do it. So I don't know how they did that with her.
But here's the thing. Her brother, Rashad, he oversaw the entire thing. So he made sure that they did his sister right.
Is the hair a wig or is that wax as well?
No, that's hair. That's a wig.
It's a wig.
A good lace front. I think it's Go Naked, somebody said allegedly.
Somebody said that.
See what you did.
Going around online, it's like hashtag Go Naked. So
Stop it!
I'm just saying, GoNakedHair.com.
Okay, all right, settle down, kids. Coming up, Atlanta's going to tell you about how Money Meg and Floyd Mayweather made a quick $2.2 million, but that's coming up after the break.
What?
Isn't it annoying when you buy something and then they send you a coupon after? You're like, hey, a little too late for that. Well, those days are long gone since using Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds the best deals online for you. No more clipping coupons from the newspaper. The Honey app magically auto-applies the best deal to your cart at checkout. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. I was shocked to see how much money I saved at Best Buy last week when I purchased my television set. Honey works on Amazon, Sephora, Nordstrom, and many other websites. Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. And like Time Magazine says, Honey is basically free money, so there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer. It's just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/dish. That's joinhoney.com/dish. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money. Honey.
Who's the better singer, Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston? You know, we might never all agree on that, but I think it's safe to say that we all agree that people who work in the healthcare industry are pretty awesome. And what these amazing people do every day is more than a job, and what they wear is more than a uniform. Shouldn't they wear scrubs that help them feel good and perform at their best? I sure think so. And that's why I recommend Figs. Figs creates the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals look their best and feel their best and perform at their very best. And hear this, every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world. And I wanted to try it for myself, so I recently got my scrubs made with yoga waistbands, and they are so comfortable. So whether you're one of those awesome humans that works in the healthcare industry or someone that wants to say thanks to those deserving people, Figs is going to make that really easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using our code DISH. Get ready to show your love of scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com, WEARFIGS.com. Enter our code DISH at checkout.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Now, recently, fight fans were really excited about a possible Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao rematch when a video surfaced of Floyd saying he couldn't wait to come to Saudi Arabia for the fight.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
What?
Fight's not happening.
Why?
But Floyd won. I don't know. But Floyd did want everybody to know that he makes money even if he doesn't even throw a punch.
Right, we know. He reminds us all the time.
All the time. Now, he posted this picture on Instagram with the caption, "I got paid $2.2 million to make the video.
Huh?
Look at the money that got wired to me for the video. Now, who's the smart one? I'm making millions just for a 10-second video drop."
Whoa, okay, move over Kim Kardashian, and I think she's been replaced by Floyd Mayweather. Because we all know she makes like $1 million per post.
Right.
But $2 million?
Especially to post something that wasn't even like actually happening.
Exactly.
But like, who does this stimulate? Is this for the Saudi Arabia Tourism Board? Like, oh, word, I'm going to go to Saudi Arabia for a fight that's not happening.
Right. Well, he must have done some good reading that day. Okay, he must have really did very well on that video right there to get $2.2 million.
Yeah, there was no
problem. Brad, put your head up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, he must have done real good.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, this next story is a reminder to be careful what you post on social media, y'all. Uh-oh. So a young lady who goes by, "I want to lex you up," online was sitting in a meeting with her boss when the boss passed around a color copy of a tweet that Lexua posted about her boss.
Ooh.
Now, the tweet said, "My supervisor tried to check me, but sis voice was gone." Now, according to some follow-up tweets, "I want to lex you up" still has her job, but her supervisor did let her know, "I am watching your ass."
Now she got to block her supervisor and make her page private.
That's what I say.
Lord
have mercy. If you know who you work with, even if it's a tattletale, you block him, okay? Yeah. You got to block Gary, because Gary is very innocent. He don't even mean to tell on you. He just maybe be like, "How was the pool party yesterday?"
You be like, "Hey,
what pool party? No one got the invite."
Right. I do know that teachers specifically, they check their pages to see what they're posting to make sure that it's not inappropriate.
My sister's like a principal, and apparently no one checks her page because the stuff she be saying about them kids.
Are you serious?
Maybe I'm not.
Jeez. Yeah, man.
Don't follow my sister.
Now they're going to your page to see if they see somebody that look like your sister to follow her.
Right.
Going private.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Oh,
Okay, do you want to know how to never get stuck with a dead phone again? Well, you got to get this Adrian Venditti charging pouch wristlet. These wristlets are amazing because they have a built-in power bank for charging your phone on the go, and it's universally compatible with both Android and iPhone devices. So no matter what kind of phone you got, you'll always have full power.
It's like a feminine phone case. Tell me more.
Well, Headcrack, this stylish wristlet also features an interior lining with RFID data theft protection to prevent high-tech identity and data theft. And that's perfect for keeping your phone charged and your cards protected when you're on the go.
Okay, Brad, I need one of these. How much, girl?
Well, the Adrian Venditti charging pouch wristlet has been seen for as high as $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19!
Oh, that's good.
Yep, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Tree Martinez shows us all the fun he had at KCON 2019. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, Dish Nation fam? Chewy Martinez, and here we are in downtown LA for KCON 2019. I got Christina, Jin, and Sarah here with me. What brings you guys to KCON this year?
We're actually from a dance team called Choreos.
So my girl Christine is about to show me some choreography because I want to be in a K-pop group.
So you're just going to drop down like this. Yes. And then you're going to go 7, 5, 6, 7, 8. Drop, drop, drop. Go, go, bebe. 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Okay. Yeah. And you're actually teaching a class here. Yes. And I'm going to take the class later on, right?
Yes. Are you going to be in the center?
I will be in the center, in the front, learning the choreo. Look, I love the outfit. Talk to me about it.
So I'm a Mamamoo super fan. I ended up buying a radish onesie because their light stick is a radish. And I painted some Mamamoo shoes.
Love it.
Yes, here
what
we are.
You come specifically to see?
Mamamoo.
How much fun are you having at KCON 2019?
I'm dancing my day away every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm so tired already from dancing everywhere.
What about K-pop and this movement that you absolutely love?
I absolutely love that. They always seem to have a more like intimate message, something more personal that definitely fans could connect more with.
Yeah, I'm here with my buddy Charlie from Fresno. How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Right, it feels good to be here.
Okay, good. What is it about KCON, man, that you absolutely love?
Oh, the girl groups. I absolutely love the Korean ladies. I'm here for them.
I can't do that. What's your group name?
We are solo artists, but we had a joint together. Her name is Alice.
Alice.
She's eating dumplings.
Get over here. She's having dumplings. That's what you do at the KCON Fest. You get, thank you, you get dumplings. Get over here. I love you.
With my dumplings.
Nice. Check. Can I have a dumpling?
Let me feed you.
Thank you. That's very good. Chewy Martinez here with my brother Kevin Wu. How you doing, baby?
Hello, Kevin. Nice to meet you.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Experiencing KCON for the very first time, taking it all in.
First time?
Yes.
Oh, welcome to KCON.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be an experience for you.
Yes. This is your world, man. You've been a part of this for how long?
I've been a part of K-pop for 12 years now. I'm so proud to see how K-pop has grown over the past years and how big it is in America. It's huge.
If I wanted to start a K-pop group and I wanted to be the lead singer and not really allow anyone else to sing, how could I go about that, bro?
You'd have to earn your way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very cutthroat in the K-pop industry. Yeah, it is. It is.
If I ever want to form a group, I think Kevin and Chu would be amazing.
It would. It would be a very good balance.
Well, there you have it, familia, all the craziness from KCON 2019. Man, we came, we saw, and I kind of conquered some K-pop moves. But yo, KCON, thank you so much for the hospitality. We'll see you next year. And don't go nowhere, because there's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah.
Well, this next story is for parents getting even with their kids. About a year ago, actress Selma Blair was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she now uses a cane to walk. Oh. Well, she shared a photo of herself preparing to dive into the water with the caption, "I sometimes doubt my child's ethics. Preparing to dive, a very big deal for me. Instead, I felt a tiny hand on my swimsuit and lost any coordination. Hashtag Tara, hashtag punk kid, hashtag payback is coming. Any ideas?"
You could tell she wasn't ready.
But look how good her form was at first. She was about to show out for the gram.
She was about to show off.
Yes. Well, hours later, she revealed her revenge photo. As payback, she decided to dive naked into the pool, saying, "Victory. I don't give up. Hashtag bottoms up. My boy is a hashtag crack up."
That booty is small.
That booty is very petite, but little booties matter.
But trust me, that kid is P.O. That kid is mad.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, "Mom, what the hell, Mom?"
I mean, when I got embarrassed, I deserved it. I was sitting on the lap of these boys, ooh, and my mom reached in the car and snatched, like, physically. I didn't think she opened the door. I think she snatched me
through the window.
Through the window. Out of the car.
Like the one that don't even roll down all the way? She pulled you through the half window?
She did. You was literally with my left feet. Yeah. Yeah, that was embarrassing, Mom.
Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.